Yo, so this trip, I'm coming back on May 30th because I'm homophobic and don't want to share the sky during Pride. Or maybe
Ooh.
I'm the opposite. Maybe I'm such an ally, right?
You
That
don't want
like
to take up any gay plane
well like
seats during
yeah,
Pride
well
Month.
I don't want to like hog the sky, right? Like I don't want to bring
Right. You
my straight
want gay
vibes.
bodies to be in gay spaces.
Yeah.
But are you not going to avoid gay 9/11?
I was literally just about to ask, like, what would gay 9/11 be? It's
I don't want to say it. It's very dark.
no,
Damn,
gay,
there was
gay.
a couple ways we could have gone with that.
I was gonna say gay 9/11. They go towards the fashion district, and they hit like a Bloomingdale's or something. They just knock into it. They're like, sir, a second plane is in Bloomingdale's. Sir, a second
Yeah.
plane has hit the JCPenney's headquarters. JCPenney's is no more.
Yeah, if there's anything gay people love, it's JCPenney. You
No, well, there's no.
gotta.
It's, they hate JC. They're doing a jihad against
Oh, it's
discount
a hate
fashion.
crime. Okay, I see. We're
Yeah,
not on the
sir.
same page about how this metaphor works.
Yeah, I think we just gotta scrap it.
Well, they don't like JCPenney's. Like
Okay.
they're like you should wear better clothes. So, they hit the
So
JCPenney's towers.
9/11 was because they didn't like those buildings.
Yeah.
They were not a fan of that
Well, no,
type
they
of
just don't.
architecture.
They don't like world trade. They wanted like more local. They were like, "Yo, I'm gonna, think global, act local."
It
And
was for small businesses. It was in support of small businesses. It was
Well,
9/11.
this like is, assumes that our, the official 9/11 would be called Al Qaeda 9/11.
Right.
And I
Well,
was kind of thinking more of
every
like
minority
America's
deserves their own.
9/11.
Every minority deserves their own 9/11, right? Like we're in a woke age.
What's Black 9/11?
That was that tweet about George Lucas. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I know
There's a
exactly
tweet
what.
about how like if oh, what was it? George Lucas driving the longest car ever through Harlem saying, "What do you know about this?" And blasts a song so loud it causes Black 9/11. There's parts of it that I'm leaving out because I just don't remember it, but
That seems like.
Black 9/11 was finding out about Bill Cosby. My
Oh,
roommate and I were
yeah.
talking
Well, no,
about this
Black
the other
9/11
day.
was. Black 9/11, well, I guess he got away with it in the end, but if OJ had gotten convicted, that would have been Black 9/11.
Rodney
Yeah.
King was Black 9/11 then.
That one's darker though. It's got less that's got less jokeability to it.
Well,
What's Jewish 9/11?
I mean the Holocaust.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I forgot that one. Kind of a big one.
Except for the fact that 9/11 was so much smaller than the Holocaust.
So the Holocaust was their 9/11 was really, Al Qaeda Holocaust. No,
Ah.
does it work that way?
I can't.
They
That would
tried.
piss off someone, I like some group a lot. I can't think of it
I think
specifically,
it would
but
piss off like every group involved in that a lot. Like Jewish people get pissed
like.
off because there really wasn't that many people killed in 9/11, and you're comparing that like that one thing to the Holocaust. And then Muslim like the Al Qaeda like Islamist jihadist Muslims would get pissed off because they're like, you're comparing us
Yeah,
to
they're
Jews.
listening to this
The
podcast.
number one podcast of the Taliban.
Well,
Most of
one.
our most of our listeners are Wahhabists
You just like hear a guy and be like, "Oh, come on. I am offended by this.
in Pakistan.
I am declaring a
They
fatwa."
like the bit about Black 9/11, but they couldn't they had to pull out near the end.
Yo, you know what? Remember when Trump was like, "Oh, there was like these like Israeli guys like dancing in the street after 9/11, and they were like really excited about it."
Well,
I love that claim so much.
But what would Italian 9/11 look like?
Sir, a second meatball has hit the towers.
Ron it's DeSantis.
It's when they take down statues of Christopher Columbus.
Oh!
When they tried to change it to Indigenous People's Day. That was Italian 9/11.
It hit me right here. No, that's Italian American 9/11. Like, Italians don't give a fuck about that. But, like, Italian Americans are like, we're woven into the story right here. This is our claim to fame. What the fuck? Regular Italians are like, who the fuck is Christopher Columbus?
I've never met a regular Italian person. So in my headcanon, all Italians are just Italian Americans.
We had an Italian exchange student. When I went to high school, that was like the one Italian I met, and I it felt like I connected to him, but I didn't, and he was like, "Who the fuck is this now?"
Yeah, I mean, there was like I remember there was a Japanese exchange student at my school, and we would talk at the gym, you know, in gym class for like 2 minutes, but we were completely different people, like so, like there was no connection there.
he would have been
pissed off too if he like had to live with my family and not like the white family with money that he actually got to stay with.
Italian 9/11 though is every time Mario dies in Super Mario Brothers. That's the Italian 9/11. Dun 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 dun, and they're like hits them right in the feels.
If you shoot an Italian person in the head, it makes that sound as they fall to their death. They collapse onto the ground.
That's the sound they made when they hung Mussolini upside down. Dun, 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 dun.
I like that when Meatball Ron dropped, the DeSantis campaign's like A1 messaging in response to that was, yo, it's racist to call him Meatball Ron. That's actually, you're doing a racism against Ron DeSantis. He'll never be president because he's a fucking pussy.
The funniest part about that is that Trump actually didn't. The Trump campaign or whatever, the low-key Trump campaign leaked that to the press. And then Trump was like, I would never call him Meatball Ron. That is not something I would say. I would never say Meatball Ron. And he said it like 3 times in the process of
it's more like Meat Rod. He's Meat right. Rod Ron. And I think Trump is like Master Shake.
Trump's just calling him anti-Italian slurs. He's not calling him Meatball Ron. He's calling him Dago Ron. Like
Ron, Ron Wopsantis. Where are your papers, Ron?
I do like the new attack on him, though, which is just heavily insinuate he's a pedophile.
More proof that Ron DeSantis is a pedophile than like most trans people.
I'd say
there's
all.
More proof that he is a pedophile than there's proof that he's Italian.
That's true.
There's literally a picture of him with like teenagers where it's like
sitting on his lap.
Yeah. He got fired from a school for that too. Yeah. Like he got fired after 1 year of teaching high school, which who the fuck gets fired after 1 year of teaching high school? That's like hard to do. And
you have to hit a student or hit on a student. Those are the two.
Even then.
Well, he went to all the parts. Like he was 26 or something. So he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't now Ron DeSantis. He was like, but he went to all the high school parties and like just had them on his lap and was like getting drunk with high school.
That's so sad.
What was the context of him even being a teacher? Because he went to like Yale or Harvard or something for law school.
I mean, the same.
Why
thing
was
with Epstein.
He even teaching high school?
I really like the fact that he was teaching high school 1 year. And then he was at Guantanamo Bay the next year.
Right. He was breaking up hunger strikes at Guantanamo Bay by force feeding the wrongly imprisoned.
He gave people
pork.
Yeah, they claimed that like he maintained eye contact the entire time that people were being like tortured with that. Like he was just staring down fucking Muslims and
smiled at them.
And then he tried to do like the thing where he was outraged, being like I was at Guantanamo Bay as a lawyer. You really think I did that? And he like tried to be outraged about it. He's like, yes, You fucking flew migrants to like a city in fucking New York or like Massachusetts or whatever. Like, he flew, well, I guess Martha's Vineyard is where they ended up, but like he flew fucking like, of course he fucking looked at people.
Oh, yeah.
And toward like while they're being tortured. Like that is 100% Ron DeSantis. Like, you can't be like, the cruelest fucking governor and then be like, do you really think I would sit there and just watch people get tortured? Yes. Yes. Everything about what you've done in the last year and a half. 100% shouts that you'd be the guy that looks like maintains eye contact while feeding fucking pork slurry to a fucking Guantanamo Bay inmate. Like,
you know, there's nothing like too creepy for someone from Florida, you know, to do. Like,
yo, I love that Make America Florida or something is like the DeSantis campaign. Like, they tried to at least soft float that. They're like, let's make America Florida. Like, nobody wants that. You're not going to win with that slogan.
No, because, I mean, the thing is, if people who want to live in Florida just move there, it's notoriously a place where people move to.
And die. Like,
well, and old people, but then also, lost her. Old people, but also just, like, the type of people who like Florida. Like, weirdos.
Well, and also, I mean, a lot of the people I know that moved to Florida are, like drug addicts. Like they have a $1 billion like opioid industry. Where it's like, you know, like you go to halfway houses and there's a huge problem that's like documented in those halfway houses of people bringing fucking fentanyl into the halfway houses and like selling it there. That's like a lot of the people, like most people I know that are like younger that moved to Florida moved there for the halfway houses. But like Florida specifically has a fucking drug problem in those halfway houses. Like there's no like regulations around that. John Oliver did a whole fucking thing on that. What do you think of this Dianne Feinstein? She just won't quit. She's got a body that won't quit, or like a
she's too legit to quit. That's the thing about Dianne Feinstein.
She has that on her fucking.
My question is, did one of her eyes get a lot bigger, or did one of her eyes get a lot smaller recently?
I think one of her eyes got smaller.
One of each.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of each.
She has like beady eyes though.
Yeah, but one's way beadier now.
Yo, the craziest fucking thing about Dianne Feinstein, I called her Dianne Feinstein when I was talking to Andy Kindler and he corrected me. So now I know. No, but like Dianne Feinstein was, she was like her like path to power or whatever involved fucking George Moscone and Harvey Milk getting fucking murdered. And yep. She was like the person that was on TV that announced like the mayor of San Francisco has been murdered and Harvey Milk has been murdered. And so her path to power was just like they got murdered and then there was like no one else. She was like the speaker
she was
the
around.
House. Yeah. She was like the Nancy Pelosi of, well, Nancy Pelosi is already the Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco, but she was like in that spot where it's like the third spot or whatever. She could just kind of move into the acting mayor's seat. I don't know. She mentored Dan White that fucking did that, like the Twinkie guy.
Dianne Feinstein, that woman is checked out. You've all heard the audio recording from the questioning she was getting from the LA Times reporter, where he's like, so is it going to be hard to, you know, transition back into work? You've missed so much. And she's like, I haven't missed anything. And he's like, what? She's like, I've been here. I've been voting. If you know, you know.
Well, yeah, I read the article. I don't think I heard the audio of it, but I read the article where she was talking about it. And they're like, well, she voted earlier today. And I guess that's what she was referring to. But like,
so come on, man. She said she wasn't gone.
I don't know, man. She's it's honestly crazy that it's fucking, it was Nancy Pelosi's daughter that wheeled her into the Senate again. Like there was
that's so believable. Nancy Pelosi's,
you know, it's Nancy funny Pelosi's though, daughter. Like all the royals are dying off now. And now, yeah, like we have this layer of aristocracy that are just like musty and crusty and all weird looking and shit. You know, the pilgrims, they kind of fucked up. Like, you know,
well, this is our version of
the same
of,
shit here.
Clarence, like,
but actually, we have more of them.
The whole thing with like Clarence Thomas and Harlan Crow, the fucking billionaire that funds Clarence Thomas, and like, there's that whole fucking story, and it's like, yo, you can't make that guy fucking resign because he's like, you know, the Supreme Court is for life, which. Weird that that's the case. That should not be the case. There should be like term limits on the Supreme Court, but like everyone was like, well, you can't make him resign, like he's there for the rest of his life. And I feel like it's the same thing with Dianne Feinstein right now. They're like, you can't make her resign, like she's I feel like the geriatric fucking politician class are like, you know, they're doing the shit that my grandma does, where like she, you know, she like tries to drive up here because she's like, I can still drive, watch this. And they're doing the same thing. They're like, I can still vote, watch this. You can't make me fucking leave.
I mean, she's I'm sorry.
She's in that dementia zone that could be fun though. Like, you know, we all have
something the dementia zone.
Right. We all have relatives who, you know, we are there for their steady decline and it's horrible to watch. But there's a time period right before it gets real bad that it gets real funny. And they'll just start, you know, there's no filter. They're saying all the fucking shit that they were holding back their entire life. For my grandma, it was telling me she accidentally rented The Hangover because she refused to accept that she couldn't read anymore.
Amazing.
But she watched the whole movie and she called me to tell me how sexy Bradley Cooper was and how he made her feel things she hasn't felt since my grandpa died. And then asked me if I knew him and if I could give her his phone number.
Those are valid statements.
Right. I want to know what Dianne Feinstein thinks of Maddie Healy dating Taylor Swift, right? Like, this is a time where we could get some bangers.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is notoriously what Trump is the best at, is celebrity
gossip.
And that's what Dianne Feinstein should be doing right now. She should be living her twilight years talking shit like a drag queen.
Yeah. I want to hear all the hot goss that she has on all the fucking, you know, Democrats who she definitely despises. Like, what does she have to say about Nancy Pelosi? Let her rip.
I want to let her rip on civil rights. just see what happens. Give her like a wine cooler. just like let her rip on civil rights. I feel like there'd be some bangers in there.
I'm pretty sure it's Bartles and James that funds Birthright. The like the last wine cooler brand.
Interesting.
If I'm not mistaken, it's definitely it's funded on a wine cooler fortune.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to be making a fortune on wine coolers. You know, they at one point they dropped the fucking like Smirnoff Ice. Someone's sitting on the Smirnoff Ice fortune for sure.
Even I'm not old enough, but there was like a period in the 80s where apparently, like, I mean, commercials would have you think that people were having parties where they're just all guzzling wine coolers.
Wine coolers,
I don't think that ever happened. But like,
sometimes we would get them in college just because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not for parties though. It would just be like me and my roommate, we're going to, you know, watch something sad and cry and drink wine coolers while we did it.
I feel like there's an overlap between like middle-aged people on Xanax and wine coolers. Like, I feel like that's their target demo. Like, Kamala Harris, if she wasn't the vice president, or maybe like when she is the vice president, but like it's not in front. Like, she's definitely on those fucking Xans, and I feel like they go well with the wine coolers because you don't want something, you don't want to like black out, right? Like, you don't want something that's too fucking like alcoholic or whatever. So you want the wine cooler because at least that kind of balances you out.
Did we talk about how Dianne Feinstein congratulated Cory Booker on winning his re-election campaign when she in fact meant to congratulate the senator from Georgia?
Oh, I heard it was Tim Scott. I heard she congratulated Tim Scott for Warnock's victory in Georgia.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
I didn't know about that.
That rocks.
Yeah. That was before all of this. There was like a couple years ago, a reporter said, like, well, I mean, the story dropped recently, but like a couple years ago, the fucking reporter was like, yeah, like when Warnock won like 2021, she went up to Tim Scott, who's like, you know, the most conservative, you know, black black Republican, and was like, "Congratulations on winning in Georgia, sir."
It's so gross.
I don't even know if that's cognitive decline, though, because I feel like
she might just be regular old racism.
Yeah, well, it's really people her age, they can't tell the difference between black people.
And like that, when they, you know, no one would ever correct them, you know, in their, they were powerful white people. No one was ever going to correct them in those situations. So they probably never felt like they ever called a black person or an Asian person by the wrong name.
To be fair, I don't think that Tim Scott's the person who's going to be correcting those cases.
Well, he's deferential.
She goes up to AOC and is like, "I loved you in West Side Story."
I thought you fell off that boat.
So we've all been seeing the surgeon meme, right? From The Good Doctor. Or have you guys not seen that?
I haven't been seeing
it. I've seen it, but I haven't seen The Good Doctor, so I wasn't really like getting the...
So The Good Doctor is a show about an autistic doctor. That's it. That's the whole premise. He is a doctor with autism. He's a surgeon. And there is a scene where he is yelling at his boss repeatedly while having, I don't know, some sort of autistic fit. "I am a surgeon." And people, I guess, didn't know that the show existed. Unfortunately,
it's
I do.
It's Freddie Highmore.
Yeah.
I thought he died.
Yeah, the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, all grown up.
he was the fucking Macaulay Culkin of the 2000s.
He plays their autist, and the show's super fucked up, but it made me want to rewatch House, and I'm currently in at the tail end of my rewatch, which is embarrassing to admit because I only started like 2 weeks ago. But anyhow, the show is horrible. It doesn't stand the test of time. I've loved every minute of it. But the guy who made Hamilton,
Lin-Manuel Miranda is in that.
He is
unfortunately in-house. That's when I found out that Lin-Manuel Miranda existed. The only place I knew him from was House, and then he showed up House's... doing Hamilton, and I was like, "That's the guy that was in the mental hospital with House."
He plays his mentally ill roommate who raps, of course.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop rapping. And
I mean, to
House
be fair,
is not...
most rappers are mentally ill.
Yeah, but like, he's more mental. Like, he's the only problem with him in that seems to be that he raps a lot. Like, that seems to be why they fucking...
That is his mental illness, is that he doesn't realize how bad he is. And it was based off his real life persona. But there was one episode.
His dad is a fucking Politico, I guess. There's like a Lin-Manuel Miranda Senior. His dad was like one of the people that came out and was like, "Listen, all right, fucking like Kathy Hochul was like, you know, trying to make like that fucking really, really conservative judge the head judge, and Lin-Manuel Miranda's dad was the one that came out and was like, 'Listen, you're a racist if you don't accept this.'" Fucking gringos.
Racist against white Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
But there's one episode of the show I want to talk about because this is a show, and I rarely say this, that wouldn't be made today. Just everything out of his mouth is sexist or homophobic or pedophilic. And it's probably because the show was written by Bryan Singer. But there is one episode where the entire male cast is just horny for this 15-year-old girl who's in the hospital for whatever reason. And she's a model or something, or she's famous for some reason. And they're just talking about how hot she is. The whole show, they're talking about how hot she is. And then her character arc is that they think she was raped by her dad. Turns out, no, the 15-year-old model actually raped her dad. That is how the story goes of that episode, that she was a manipulative, maniacal person who got her dad drunk and then supposedly raped him to have blackmail over him. So that was cool. But then they resolved the show by finding out that she is actually a boy and has testicular cancer. and House refers to her as the perfect woman. And then she gets fully naked and screams at everyone in the hospital through a window. And my jaw was dropped watching the entire episode. Like, this is really something that you wouldn't see today.
I had no idea that that kind of shit was going on that show. Wow.
That show is so horny for underage girls. Like, the first four seasons are all like, oh, here's an underage girl. Let's have House say something nasty to her.
Well, like, House is the voice of, like, people that want to say something, but, like, you know, they're like, you could never say that to an underage girl. Like, that would be inappropriate. So, like, let's have House say it. He's I don't know. The whole premise of the show is he's just such a good doctor that he can get away with, like, whatever. Like, the version of House today, he would just be, like, he'd be, like, a Harvey Weinstein-level fucking rapist. And they'd be like, he's just such a good doctor. Like, he's such a good doctor that, like, all those people that he raped, they were like, yeah, like, he raped me, but, like, I'm alive, though. Like,
right.
It's the fucking, it's the Hangover meme that's like, but did you die? Like,
they're like, is that like, how the show The Good Doctor got its name? Is like, people well, are that, like, oh, the, I don't want this autistic sounds, guy. I don't want this autistic like, guy working on me, but he's such a good doctor.
it sounds like the good doctor is like the next generation House. Like, he's just, because House is like, I guess
if House,
like,
is your dad, that's how you grow up.
Yeah, well, House just like blurts shit out, and like, I feel like he would, like, he is fucking probably like autistic. Like, he just blurts like racist or like homophobic shit out, and everyone's like, yeah, but he's just such a, like, he had a whole season where he was just on Mad Vicodin, and like,
he was hallucinating the entire last season. Which does, I don't think
happens when you, I mean, even if you take a shitload of Vicodin, like, you just, I mean, you have to be taking like I don't know, like, an incredible amount of Vicodin probably to fucking start tripping. Like, that's not, like, I've taken Vicodin, and like, I was in a car accident and got Vicodin for a little bit, and like, I wasn't fucking tripping. Like,
but The Good Doctor is apparently based off of a Korean drama. So that's, I guess, the name of the show in Korean was also The Good Doctor, so they just yanked it from that. But yeah, the premise is he's a good doctor despite his autism. And nobody wants him to be their doctor because he's autistic, but he uses his special autism powers to solve every case. And then they're like, you know what, I was wrong, maybe an autist can be a doctor. And then he like vaguely stares off into the distance and like has a half creepy half smile, and just knowing that the actor is not autistic makes the show so much better. It's like, how did you teach him to act autistic?
I want to make a black version called The Hood Doctor, and it's like 50 Cent, and nobody wants, he's like incredibly ghetto, and nobody wants him to be their doctor because they're like, this guy can't be like a good doctor. Like, he's just way too fucking hood to be a good doctor.
Or
and
just, actually,
and he is. And every time he like saw, and they're like, wow, I shouldn't have judged you on your blackness. You're a great doctor.
It could be The Hood Doctor could also be about a moyle as well. But on The Good Doctor, the origin episode, they haven't had that one yet, but it's basically just going to be an episode where his mom gets vaccines.
You just pump him full of the MMR vaccine. Like, we've given your son the MMR vaccine 3 times.
Oh, but the writers will never be a doctor.
The writers Robert, for the show,
Robert Kennedy comes out like he's just like this is why you don't give your kids vaccines.
The writers for the show didn't want to have to write COVID in to their show, so they have one episode where he's just like, before the show he's like, hi, I'm Freddie Highmore. We want to remind everyone to please mask wherever you go. Now imagine this show takes place in a universe where there's no COVID. We'd like to get there someday. Anyway, let's start the broadcast.
Yeah, so I just saw this tweet before we started recording that I don't even know who this is. This is a guy that I guess is, oh, well, I think it's the guy that keeps getting ratioed, but he said, Jeffrey Epstein had some balls. He found Bill Gates' girlfriend, paid her for her software course, and then emailed him asking to be paid back as a way to bribe Gates into funding him. He was too much of a man for this feminized era. They could never make Jeffrey Epstein today.
Right. My TikTok algorithm's really fucked. And I don't know how this happened, but I was scrolling through TikTok the other day and a Jeffrey Epstein fan cam came up. Unironic
fan
Jeffrey
cam.
Epstein fan cam. And it like dawned on me that there are some people who don't understand that like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself doesn't mean that Jeffrey Epstein was a good guy. It doesn't mean he didn't do that shit because, oh yes, he definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, did that shit. And then
my
just
my Jeffrey Epstein fan cam would be fucking, I was in the 212, the fucking Azalea Banks song. Pictures of him with like Prince Andrew, pictures of him with fucking Bill Clinton, pictures of him with Donald Trump, where Donald Trump's dancing with him, like. Yeah, I don't know. The whole Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself thing, like, it's like, yo, like, he's fucking terrible, but like the people in power are worse. Like, I feel like that's the message from it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like they'll like he's kind of just the person providing people in power that are already fucking misusing their shit, like with underage girls to fuck because they want to, and like he serves that niche or whatever, right? Like, that's like the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself thing. But like, it would be funny to do like the Jeffrey Epstein was innocent thing. Like, I can see Bill Clinton doing that, like Bill Clinton paying people to do that. He's like,
have you like, shifting gears massively, but it just made me think of this because I was watching Jeffrey Epstein documentary about how some of the girls who he was sex trafficking got arrested for sex trafficking. And I read this article today. Do you guys know what parent alienation is?
No, what is that?
So it's a fake, like, it's not a real like psych diagnosis, but it is a tool used by men's rights activists to sort of flip like custody court, family court around on their ex-wives who are accusing them of abuse by saying that actually my ex-wife is a bitch and she is trying to alienate my child from me by spreading lies. And in over 50% of the cases where the dads raise that as a defense, the mother loses custody rights entirely. And they force them to, I don't know if you guys have been listening to the TruAnon series about like the wilderness camps.
No,
and
I haven't
those,
been listening to this.
It's really,
yeah,
really good.
I listened to it. The
yeah, so it's like akin to that. It's like programs where they isolate the kids from their supposedly alienating parent, which is just the mom who's like, hey, that guy raped me or raped my children. Mm-hmm. And they don't let the kids have any contact with her for 90 days, and they force them to go into like re-education, and they force the moms to also do re-education. And I was reading this really good reporting from Insider about it, about one specific mom who she had her kids taken away for 3 years because of this parent alienation thing after her son accused her ex-husband of molesting him. And so he had sole custody of all of their kids for 3 years until she was going through her old shared iCloud account and found pictures he took of the kids naked.
Oof.
And then she finally was able to like circumvent this fucked up, you know, system and get custody of the kids. And then he was charged for like 19 counts of like sexual abuse of minors and child pornography. But like, this is a huge problem in our like family court system. It was like really shocking to read and like learn about this and how it's a very, it's not accepted by any like psychology communities. It's not by the you know, APA or any of like the family law societies are like, there's this bullshit, but so many judges are like, you know what, this sounds right, you know, you have evidence that an actual psychologist found evidence that you were sexually abused by your dad, but really we're gonna blame your mom.
I don't know what you do with like people that like molest their kid, like in like a just society or whatever, right? Like, I feel like those people should get the wall, but like at the same time, I like have trouble with the fact that like the state gets to kill people. Like I don't think the state should get to kill people, but I also think that like pedophiles that molest their kids should get the wall.
I don't feel any moral reason why not. Like, not just given the wall. It's the fact that our justice system is so fucked up that we just can't give the state that kind of power.
Yeah. And like,
we just have to be like, across the board, we can't have a death penalty because how fucked up it is. But if we lived in a more just society, yeah, I'd be for giving them all the wall.
Like, my like logic sensor, whatever in my brain is like, yo, if you give like the state, like the capitalist state, like the power to kill you pretty much, or the power to kill anybody, like it just basically means that like they like own your life. And I don't think that we should have that kind of power given to a state that like already kind of owns your life, because they can just kill you, you know, they can just like call it an accident or whatever already. So like, I don't think they should have that power. But at the same time, I'm like, you can't like reintroduce those people back to, like, if someone like molests their kid, you can't reintroduce that person back to society. Like, no. they're never going to be okay. Like, you give them life in prison or whatever, and like, I guess, but like, you're just going to have a shitload of people with, like, because if you really fucking start investigating that, you're going to have like a shitload of like old guys like just serving life in prison that just are there. You know what I mean? Like, that like, we have a lot of people that are just in jail for fucking, or like in prison for like drugs, which you shouldn't be. And you can fucking quit that. Like, that's like, a lot of those people are just like addicted to something and they can just fucking quit that, you know, like with mental health treatment, and then they can get reintroduced to society and it would be fine. But like, not if, like, the kinds of people that get away with shit are the people that are like kind of rich enough to. And a lot of those people are just like fucking child molesters.
I'm having like a really, what's the right word to describe this? I'm having a poverty moment, I guess, where I have to switch my, I'm not just recording this on my phone, but I'm having to mute myself and then plug my phone in to charge it. And then when I want to talk, take the charger out and plug my headphones back in because I forgot my Bluetooth headphones. I just feel like the worst podcast host in the world right now, recording on my $1 headphones I got from Walgreens that are half broken and the like wires are frayed and sticking out, removing my dongle so I can charge my almost dead phone. No internet.
holding on by
a prayer to the Zoom call.
I haven't had a working phone in a couple, like, I finally have a working phone that, like, my iPhone, like, first it's just started kind of randomly dying. Like, it would be like 90%, it would start randomly fucking dying, and then all of a sudden, like, it only worked if I had it plugged in. So for like the last 2 months or something, like if I check it at all, fucking the phone would just die. So I finally have a working phone that's not that, and it's taken a while to get used to having a phone that I could just kind of check that I'm not like having to plug in. Like, that's the only way it'll work.
All right, so why don't we do our plugs and then call it a show?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes to secession. All right, wow. Well, you can find Movie Night Extravaganza, and we're kind of blowing up. We had Sam Cedar on, and then I've gotten like a crazy amount of subscribers in the last fucking 2 weeks.
Nice. Yeah, I graduated law school, so I have more time to stream.
Congrats.
Thank you. It's crazy. It's done. I've been in school for the past 22 years, so it feels very odd knowing that there's never going to be like another homework assignment. So I'm sure that for like the next 10 years of my life, I'll still wake up in a cold sweat like, oh my God, I forgot to do it. I forgot to write that paper.
That doesn't go away.
Yeah.
I still have those panic dreams like once a week where I'm and like sometimes it's not even a school I've ever been to. I'm just walking around like the halls of the school.
But yeah, so check out my Twitch channel, just twitch.tv/Rayvanna. Follow me on Twitter for updates. I'm gonna be hosting TYT once a week for the whole month of June.
Nice.
So that's, you can see me there. I don't have the exact dates or whatever, but just tune in anyway. See if I'm there. If I'm not, you can close it. I don't give a shit. And then check out my Rebel HQ videos on YouTube and on Facebook. so that I can get my bonus, so that I can pay my rent.